This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Being so wrong. That's what the left is having to face. Being so wrong. And I want you to consider what happens when you've been wrong and you've had to consider that. Have you ever had to admit being wrong? I'm going to answer for you. Yes, you have. And I'm going to tell you something. It is a bitter pill to swallow. Difficult to say the least. It could be something as simple as, did I close the garage? I closed the garage door. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Then you get back home and you find out, no, you didn't. And you're like, oh, right? It's something so simple, but it completely messes with your sensibilities because you were so sure. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I admit it. I want to get into the deeper discussion around what makes leftists tick, why they do the things that they do, and why they get so dyed in the wool in their ideology, and I have the answer. It's all tied up in this concept of being so wrong. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, the Kevin Jackson Show there, or you can call us at 844-551-8255. Being so wrong. The left believe they know the answers. They've been taught it. It's been ingrained. Everything around them suggests that they are right. Not 99%, 100%. Barack Obama good, Donald Trump bad. That is the way of the world. You will understand this. You will believe this. This is the way it is. Leftism good, rightism, if you want to call it that, bad. Progressives good, leftists, Democrats, whatever you want to call it, conservative, Republicans, bad. That's the way they see it. More taxes good, less taxes bad. Border protection, no borders good, border protected bad. And on and on. Look at any of their ideology, look at their logic. It's always their side is good, your side is bad. Their side is humanitarian, your side is inhumane, and so on and so forth. And it doesn't matter how many times, it doesn't matter how many examples of you saying, oh, well, what about those tax cuts? So what, it brought more money into the treasury? Oh, what about that trade deficit? You know, and getting tough on trade. Oh, so what? It brought in, it lessened our trade deficit more than any quarter in the history of certainly in the last two decades. Doesn't matter. Your proof doesn't matter. You know why? Because being so wrong is too difficult to admit. And it could be something simple. Donald Trump is a better president than Hillary Clinton ever would be. Oh, I'm a Hillary person. Or Donald Trump makes Barack Obama look like the feckless incompetent that he actually is. And, oh, no, don't you go talking about Obama. Even though they have proof of both. Proof of Barack Obama. Oh, Kevin, we have the longest economy in the history of America starting in March of 2009. And that started with Obama. It started with Obama printing money. Donald Trump's not printing money. Donald Trump is printing opportunity, bringing back the jobs that Barack Obama said couldn't happen. Donald Trump doesn't need to pump $1 trillion a year into this economy because he pumped $2 trillion strictly by reducing all the freaking onerous legislation of Barack Obama. But you know what they want to do? They want to credit Obama, even though Barack Obama said with his own mouth, Donald Trump can't save these jobs. He can't save carrier jobs, and he can't bring manufacturing back. As of 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump had brought 381,000 manufacturing jobs back to this country. In the last year, Barack Obama lost 17,000 of those jobs that he said would never come back. You do the math, leftist. Now, just empirically looking at the numbers, Barack Obama, you cannot bring any jobs back. And he loses 17,000 jobs the last year of his presidency. So that was the trend line. He faked the numbers in unemployment because people quit looking for jobs. People were on welfare. Donald Trump has the lowest welfare participation in more than a decade. He's got the lowest unemployment for women, Latinos, and blacks. He's brought back over 300, probably close to 400,000 manufacturing jobs at a time when Barack Obama said the new norm was that we couldn't bring them back. And the idiots on the left don't want to admit they're wrong. That's it. So what I do is I go, why would you not admit that? If flip this script and ask me, Kevin, would you admit if Trump were Obama and Obama were Trump, would you admit that Trump was absolutely worthless and Obama is a rock star? And I will tell you, as God is my witness, I would say to you, man, Donald Trump was worthless and Barack Obama proved to be a rock star. That would be it. It might be a bitter pill to swallow. It might be difficult to say. It certainly would be difficult to admit, given everything that I've said about his level of incompetence, but I would say it. Most of you who are listening to me, you would as well. So we got to ask ourselves, why don't they? Because, see, when you're an adult, when you're a adjusted human being, admitting you're wrong becomes a lot easier. As a child, you don't like to admit you're wrong. You will cover. Who broke that lamp? Well, you're the only one home. Well, but the dog's here too. So you're saying the dog broke it. Well, I'm not saying that, but I mean, so what are you saying? I'm just saying, I don't know, you know, and you don't have security cameras in the house. So, you know, kids learn how to do this and they will take advantage of it. And if you don't stop them, they will grow up to become pathological liars like most Democrats are. Because the only way you could believe that Barack Obama was competent and that Hillary Clinton should have been president is if you believe in abject incompetence. If you believe in the lie that leftism works, that progressivism is working. Yeah, progressivism is working so well that we have Democrats today fighting on behalf of an illegal guy, an illegal kid, Rivera, who killed a U.S. citizen. And they're saying, well, he had a tough life in Mexico. And then they run back to, well, what about the separation, the ripping apart of babies at the border from their parents? Hey, when we rip apart babies at the border, I don't believe we're killing them. I believe we're documenting them to make sure that they are indeed with their parents, etc. And it isn't our fault that they came to the border anyway, but we're not killing them. But they gloss over the death of a young lady by the name of Molly Tibbetts in order to get some sort of political gain for the wrong people. People for a guy who killed somebody. They go to bat. It's true of every ilk of the Democratic Party. Black people go to bat for a black man who tried to kill a cop, and to this day believe that lie. Because being so wrong is tough. That should tell you how tough it is. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Being so wrong, it's a tough thing to do. And when you think about what Donald Trump has accomplished, it really makes being wrong tough for the left, the intelligentsia. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can give us a ring at 844-551-8255. What did they tell us about Donald Trump? They said the stock market would crater if Donald Trump became president. It didn't. It's exploded. They said the economy would end up in shambles. We have the lowest unemployment probably in history, certainly the lowest unemployment for blacks, Latinos, and women in history. That is quantifiable. That's a fact. We have the highest level of consumer confidence in decades. We have money coming back into the treasury from the former trade deficit. We had a trade surplus. We had the largest amount of money brought into the Treasury in a single quarter in our history just recently because of the tax cuts. We have people getting money back on their taxes. We have business coming back to America. They could not be more wrong. They said Donald Trump was unhinged. They said, don't give him the nuclear football because he'll start wars. Donald Trump has done more for world peace than any single human being in probably I can't remember anybody doing more. He's got North Koreans sharing family, meeting up together. I don't know if you saw this, but there were over 200 North Koreans and South Koreans who got together as family. They had never seen each other. I want you to imagine just a second that, you know, for the last 5-6 decades, you don't even know your family member. Just somebody drew a dividing line in a country of family, and suddenly North and South were at war with one another. Oh, wait, I do kind of remember something like that. It was called the Civil War. But these guys, as opposed to continuing their fight, they all make it. They're making up. They're getting reunited. Just think of that. Donald Trump made that happen. Oh, I know. Barack Obama just didn't have enough time. They said he would create a war with Kim Jong-un, and he's, in fact, making Kim Jong-un become a human being. He's bringing him into the world. They said Donald Trump was a puppet of the Russians. Donald Trump has done more to make Vladimir Putin get his act together than Barack Obama could do in 50 lifetimes. They said Donald Trump would go to war with Iran. Oh, he has. He's gone to war with their economy. He's bringing them to their knees. And I'm going to tell you, within 2 years, it won't even take that long, Donald Trump will have Iran begging to be part of the world again. Begging to have inspectors come in and shut down their nuclear program. They will be begging for this. They said Donald Trump was stupid on trade. That, you know, everybody was going to be blinking. He was going to blink. China was going to rule in trade in the EU and all that. The EU came through and said, you know what, Donald Trump, can we sit down to the negotiation tables? Because we want to make some things happen here. Why do you think that pressure's on Iran? You think China is winning in a trade war with the United States? The answer is no. The problem is the left don't want to admit any of this. Because to admit this would be to admit they've been so wrong. So it made me want to look into the psychology of being wrong. And there's an article in Psychology Today. It's a blogger. And he says, being wrong, why people can't stand it. And he talked about a book. He says this book caused him to think about why being wrong is so difficult for many people. And the book was written by a guy named Schultz, and he says, in addition to Schultz's notion, it occurred to me that there was a direct correlation between difficulty in being wrong and rigidity of your personality. The more rigid, less adaptive your personality, the more difficulty in being wrong. Now, let's stop there for a second and ask ourselves. The left wants you to believe they're liberals. Their personality is ever flowing, and, you know, they're willing to listen to all these ideas. That's what they want you to believe. We, as conservatives, are supposed to be rigid. Oh, yeah. But in fact, the fallacy of conservatism is that we're so rigid. What we are is grounded. What they have is nothing. They have no core. I really want you to pay attention to this. We have a core. We understand moral and ethics and all this stuff. So we have our ideas around things, but we're not rigid. The only thing that you will never shake in a conservative is his or her foundation. A foundation probably based in some sort of faith. That's why they constantly try to shake it. But we don't shake our faith. So if somebody comes to me and says, Kevin, what do you think about gays? And you go, you know, personally, I don't really think about them. I don't want to be gay. I wouldn't want my kids to be gay. But if my kids were gay, I'd adjust. I'd make, you know, it's a deal. But I don't want it. Oh, look at you, you homophobe. No, it's not a homophobic statement. That's saying that I have an understanding that nature works between male and female. But if it turns out that something happens and one of my sons is gay or my daughter is gay, I'm going to adapt to that. And I'll be okay with it. And most conservatives I know somebody gay, deal with people gay, don't care. We care about legislation. But the left, if you deviate from anything, you see the level of rigidity that they have. You will accept the LGBT community as I see it, not the way you see it. No adaptive rights, you know, you have no way to give them your opinion about how that's going to be dealt with. They're the rigid ones. They, you know what they do? They will put you black, you're supposed to be a Democrat, Kevin. No, I'm not a Democrat. I would never vote for Obama. Oh my God, you race traitor, you step and fetch it, you coon butt Negro. You, really? So I look at a leftist and I say, well, how did you vote, black man? I don't assume that the black person, oh, Kevin, I voted for Obama. Oh, really? Okay, well. I didn't. Congratulations. You know, I don't think, ooh, you coon butt Negro, you step and fetch it, you tool of the white man. I just think, well, that's a terrible vote. But I move on. I bet you are much the same. They don't have a core. And then they're rigid. They tell you, black people must do this. Women, you must be a feminist. Latinos, you must believe that illegal immigration is the worst possible thing that can happen to you. And, oh, by the way, black people, you got a lot of issues. You got voter ID. You got all kinds of things. You're stupid. They give you all these definitions that nobody would accept. I mean, if you're smart, you wouldn't accept it. But they're the ones that are tolerant. And what happens is when they find out they're wrong, they're like, uh-oh. When they find out Kevin Jackson isn't a Democrat, doesn't toe the line with then there's hell to pay for me because I don't fit that mold. They're wrong. They're being wrong about me. Has to be fixed by fixing me. Not accepting that they're wrong. They got to fix me because they can't. There's no way they're wrong. They're the intelligentsia. They're the ones that have established how black people are going to be, how women are going to be, how Latinos are going to be. You will be the way I want you to be because I can't be wrong. I want to go deeper into this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Earlier this summer, the United States suspended their military exercises on the Korean Peninsula as a part of a good faith effort in negotiating with North Korea. Well, Defense Secretary James Mattis said that effort is over and the military exercises are set to resume. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is a big fan of how the president is handling North Korea.
The administration has taken the correct position, suggesting that until we actually see progress, we're not going to be changing our sanctions attitude. So we haven't taken any sanctions off. Sanctions are still in place. North Korea is still feeling the pressure. And if they want to play games with us, that's fine. They're not going to have any sanctions relief.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, thousands of people will visit the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan for Aretha Franklin's visitation. People were already lined up as early as Monday at 11 a.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't like the library, and I can't figure anything out there. It's too confusing, and sometimes I just wish that there was just a magical box in my house, and I could ask you any question and knew the answer.
Dream on, Arch. Dream on, you big dreamer.
And he said, what about Google? What about Google? I don't want to go on Google if it's too many people are using it. Like, there's like 150 people a day going on Google. And that's why it's become conceited. It's cocky. It's got a terrible attitude problem. The other day I misspelled something on Google. You should have seen the tone that it took with me. Did you mean... vagina? Yeah. Yeah. You know what I meant. Google. Images. Print.
We're talking about being wrong. We don't like to be wrong. But you know what you do when you're wrong? You go, hey... I thought it was that way. Hey, whatever. I remember when I was younger, I did not like to be wrong. It's an embarrassing thing. It's like, oh, wow, people thought I was smart. Google, by the way, has stopped a lot of people from being, you know, from coming up with that quick answer. Oh, it's so-and-so and so-and-so. You go, oh, hold on, let me Google that. Nope, you're wrong. Look, here it is. Ha, ha, ha. You know, so... I would hope you, as you grow, you learn to discipline the idea that, hey, you're just going to be wrong sometimes. It's okay. No big deal. You can't have all the knowledge. But leftists think they do. And here's a theory, this book I was referencing, it says, because if you think of the foundations of your personality as being the way of your thinking, brain, emotional brain, and actional or fight or flight reptilian brain are configured with each other, the more rigid the foundation aimed at a specific end, the more difficult it will be to reconfigure towards a different end. So for those of you who are listening to people go, Trump must be impeached, Trump must go, all their brains are focused on one single goal, one single objective. They aren't looking at logic and reasoning. The brain that should be taking over, the human thinking brain, not the mammalian, emotional, or the reptilian, actionable brain, but the human thinking brain is now working in conjunction with this basal emotional brain that says, Donald Trump is bad, man! And then they want to just have that reptilian thing. Oh, there's a bug? Go get it. Eat it. Don't even think about it. Zoop! So that's what's happening with these leftists. their animal brain has taken over. I say, when they say these brains get stacked and aimed at a specific goal or a specific mission, everything is lined up that way, and you feel greatly empowered. Some people say that you feel bulletproof when all those brains line up. That's when you go, okay, my idea has crystallized and this is the way it is. Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Here's the beautiful thing about Trump. He's able to kind of witch slap some of these leftists into going, wait a minute. And suddenly they start thinking logically. In the case of Molly Tibbetts, understand, folks, there are many Democrats out there going, seriously? You want to talk about Michael Cohen when a girl was killed by an illegal, and then you guys run back to babies on the border and pretend that Molly Tibbetts was a nobody? You don't even know the girl's name? Some girl in Iowa? See, that's the logical brain now kicking in for the left. And part of that emotional brain, they lose the reptilian brain that just says, I hate Donald Trump. I hate Republicans. I hate conservatives. And they go, wait a minute. We got to have compassion for this family. Trust me when I tell you, there's a segment of the population that understands this. So here's what happened. The three brains cannot stand long without the reality finally sinking in that they're out of whack once one of those brains starts to separate. And that's what's happening. The brain begins to separate whenever you get a little bit of logic. And think of it as a crowbar, okay? And it's a three prongs, three big pieces of a pie, and you start crowbar, or maybe you take a spatula, and you start to take one of those pieces of the pie out. Well, when that happens, suddenly the sensibilities are challenged. And when the sensibilities are challenged, then people go, oh, and they don't want to be wrong. And they say the feeling that the three blunt brains are becoming unglued is intolerable. That's what happens. That's what's happening to the left. Being so wrong. And I want you to think about this. And by the way, this applies to many conservatives. And think about how you adapted, how you changed. You had a candidate of the whatever number of candidates that ran for the Republican Party. Donald Trump, more than likely, was not your candidate. And all along the way, you were focused on your candidate winning. And your candidate was losing ground, and Donald Trump was gaining ground, and it was testing your sensibilities because you were singularly focused on your candidate. But somewhere along the way, it got disjointed, and you went, whew, it's going to be Trump. Now, there are a few Republicans who remained never Trumpers. We've talked about them. The Shapiros, the guy, Benson's, the Jonah Goldberg, the Bill Kristol's, the George Will's, all the intellectual crowd. Because they know more than you do, right? And of course you had all the left who had given it to Hillary, told you Trump was the most stupid guy on the planet, who is a graduate of Wharton and a self-made billionaire. So I want you to just, before you even we go into this further, I want you to understand that a self-made billionaire who graduated from Wharton is an idiot in the eyes of the left and the never Trumpers. Or he doesn't act presidential enough. So they wanted him to win. To lose. So Donald Trump wins the primary, and of course the never Trumpers and the intelligentsia of the Republicans and the intelligentsia of the left colluded against him in the biggest way, including using the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, and a host of other people in order to keep him from winning because they were of one mind that said he cannot win. And I want you to think about the level of disruption when he won and being so wrong. What was their level of disruption? It was sheer panic, pandemonium, chaos, the sullen faces of, did that just happen? The crying and all the other things that happened. That's how it is. And you want to know why? Because in that brain that I described where you're so wrong, but you're dead set on you got it right, it's called the epidemic of infallibility. They didn't believe they were fallible. They knew in their heart of hearts that they had made the right decision. And worse than this gets worse for them. It's bad enough that Donald Trump lost. because they predicted Armageddon. Remember all the things that were going to happen after Donald Trump lost? The stock market would crash. The economy would go to crap. We'd end up in multiple world wars. World War III was coming. And all the bad things. I mean, China was going to invade America. I don't know all the things they talked about. Nuclear weapons were going to be flying across the world. And none of it happened. Quite the contrary, in fact. Donald Trump said he was going to wipe ISIS off the face of the planet. And he's doing it. When's the last time you heard of a serious ISIS report? I can't remember when. There's been terror attacks around the world, but not nearly as many. I mean, there's been guys driving into people and a couple of knife attacks and things like that. But ISIS hasn't taken credit for a whole lot in quite some time. Early in the broadcast, I described what was happening in Iran. But Barack Obama gives these guys money. Donald Trump says, fine, you give them money, I'll devalue it. So Donald Trump goes on to devalue their money. It's probably worth a fifth of what it was worth in the time of Obama. They have one-fifth the purchasing power, and Iran is in complete disarray. The European Union is, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of the countries in the European Union are looking to Donald Trump for policy. Countries like Hungary and Greece are saying, you know what, we're not taking any more refugees. We see the fallacy of this issue. We're not doing it anymore. They're following Trump's lead. Look at any of the world leaders and look at where they stack up in comparison to Trump in terms of likability, and you will find Donald Trump is a minimum of 10 points ahead of every one of them. And so the left are left with this, conundrum of, holy cow, we got it so wrong. And they're suffering from the epidemic of infallibility. They don't believe themselves to be fallible. And they believe that they are the intelligent ones. You are the stupid one. And you stupidly elected Trump. That was phase one. They were like, aha, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Watch what happens. And now you look at what Trump's doing. And you got a second win. Donald Trump is a rock star by any comparison to Barack Obama. Don't even bring it up. It's embarrassing, leftists. Those of you wondering who you're listening to, I'm Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm telling you why the leftists are so mad at us, because being so wrong hurts really bad. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right. Anyway, we're going to talk about this one more time when we get back.
Keep this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work. Because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look, I like people individually. I love you, but collectively, I don't like humans at all. I think we're the worst. I mean, we're trashing our own planet, and as if that's not enough, we're going to start messing around with the rest of the galaxy. I don't know if you heard what they did a couple years ago to Pluto. They just decided Pluto wasn't a planet anymore. Is that not the height of arrogance? I mean, who do we think we are that we think we're just going to call a meeting? All right, planets, listen up. Mars, you're big and you're red and you're kicking ass. Planetary status renewed. man. Nice ring work, Saturn. You're ringing it up. Ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Nobody else is doing that. You're self-starter, Saturn. We need more planets like you. Stick around. Uranus! Grow up. Mercury, you're good. Venus, you're good. Pluto. Looks like we got a little problem here, Pluto. Says here you're not a planet anymore. Just get your out of your locker and hit the road, Pluto. Make it snappy. We got a couple big moons auditioning to take your place.
So why do you think you should be a planet?
Well, I'm big and I'm round and I don't orbit anything specifically. I'm pretty sure I'm not space junk.
I see. How did you hear about our solar system?
Well, that's a good story. I was floating in the constellation in the nebulous Alpha. All right, look. Clearly, I'm not educated enough to finish this joke. But if you think I'm going to spend all day at the library researching the cosmos so you can have a better ending to your little skit, you're wrong.
Ars Barker, one of the funniest dudes on the planet. Epidemic of infallibility. People that don't want to admit they're wrong. Pluto is a planet. No, it isn't. Coffee's good for you. No, it isn't. Red wine is 3 glasses a day, 1 glass a day. Take an aspirin. Don't take an aspirin. Don't do this. Don't do that. They're always wrong. The very same people, the FDA that approve every drug is the best. Same very FDA that when you get rejected, when you see the legal commercials, if you took Haldon, if you took Halcyon, if you took blah, 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 you know, then you have a lawsuit. The very same people that want you to trust them, you find out, are not even trustworthy. Epidemic of infallibility, the leftists, they believe that there's somebody that knows all the answers to the cosmos, and it is they, not you. The epidemic of infallibility, people wanting to see themselves in a positive light. I am the end-all, be-all. The joke, how many leftists does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, because the world just revolves around them. That's the way the left believes. You know what you understand as a conservative? You are a cog in a massive wheel. Unworthy of the grace that God gives you every single day of your life. And so all you can do is go out and do things as close to the book as you can. Buy the book. Now, it depends on the book you're talking about. When I talk about by the book, I mean by the Bible. And I fail miserably every single day. But you know what it does? It brings me closer to people. When you make a mistake, you go, oh, man, hopefully I learn from this. Hopefully I get closer to doing things by the book, which in my case is the Bible. But I fail miserably. But I don't think of myself as, oh, Kevin, the way you think is the way everybody else thinks. Because I wrote my first book about that. People said to me, Kevin, how are you so strong in dealing with the left? And I go, isn't everybody? Doesn't everybody have a warrior inside of them? I guess mine is just more on the surface. Everybody wants to see themselves in a positive light. They don't want to accept their weaknesses. And that's what the left won't do. For an apology to be taken seriously, as I'm reading from an article, the LeWiki team points out, it is important it include an acknowledgement of responsibility. The apologizer's awareness of this social norm of recognizing harm and caring to rectify it. The left have to be able to admit, this is like the 12-step process. I voted for Obama. My name is so-and-so, and I voted for Obama. Hey, welcome, so-and-so. How about the first step of the cure for you, this 12-step program for these leftists, is admit you were wrong. Is it really that difficult? You have a comparison.
Oh, Kevin, we've got the longest period of growth and bullish market in history, and you think Barack Obama did that? No, you paid for that, and it was a fake market, and now you have a real one because Donald Trump, who, by the way, was supposed to usher in Armageddon, extended it. And now you got the longest market in history. But here's something you could do. You could lop off Obama's 8 years. You're going to have, at the beginning of Trump's presidency, the longest market in history if you lopped off Obama's 8 years. I'm going to make you that prediction. Anyway, I was talking about
the idea of the epidemic of infallibility and this inability of the left to admit that it's wrong. It's wrong on every idea. It's wrong on how it treats students in academia. That's backfiring. We started a project called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, C, and it's meant to cut the head off of the social justice warrior thing. The left realizes it's wrong on the social justice warrior agenda. They just don't want to admit it. They've infantilized their children. Their young adults are now worse than kids in Montessori. They need safe spaces and trigger words and crying closets and days off when something happens in the world because they can't handle it. 30-year-olds that don't have the social skills of a 5-year-old. Anyway, they said, going on to talk about this, they said, as it turned out, the participants in the study rated the acceptance of the responsibility component as the most effective form of apology, followed closely by an offer to repair the damage, then third, by an explanation of the mistake. Just for the record, if you're teaching your kid how to accept responsibility, you have to say, I'm really sorry. What are you sorry for? I'm sorry that I lied about this. All right? What should be the consequence? I believe I should be, grounded or whatever else, right? But you have to make them explain, it is my mistake. Here's what I think is an effective punishment. And then you deal it out. That's the way you make well-adjusted kids. How many kids do you think actually get that explanation? I can tell you this. As a black kid growing up, witnessing the family dynamic, not just of mine, I'm talking about mom, cousins and, people like that. Nobody explains anything. It's just, boy, and you get a whooping, and that's it. No explanation. It wasn't, come here, let's talk. You're getting a whooping, but here's what's going to happen. You're getting a punishment, but here's what, I want you to understand what you did. Never. I can tell you, growing up, I never had that conversation with my grandparents or anybody else. If you made a mistake, you got punished, and that was it. Anyway, they said, apologies, unlike admissions of wrongdoing, invariably involve the fact that there is an identifiable victim. It's important to the victim. We are the victims of the left. We are the victims of their policies. They are rarely the victims of their own policies. Their policies are self-serving, whether it's the LGBT agenda, whether it's the women's movement, etc. And notice how the target moves. Well, I was talking about this chick, Asia Agento, who had sex with a 17-year-old boy that she gave liquor to when she was 37 years old. Now, just flip that and ask yourself if a man had done it. Oh, let's just say Bill Cosby. Or let's choose Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein's a scoundrel. But if he'd given liquor to some young 17-year-old girl to have sex, we wouldn't even be thinking about it. It's just par for the course. Look at what he did. Man. But Asia Agento did the same thing, gave drug-induced, to get this kid to lower his inhibitions, and to spur his libido, has sex with him, denied it. Then they found the text that showed that she had indeed done it. Meanwhile, the Me Too movement, the very people accusing Harvey Weinstein are coming to her defense. She didn't do it. It was not her. And then they found out she did it. Well, still, it's not the same. See, that's the problem with the left. They cannot tell you we screwed up. We are wrong here. I can tell you you're wrong, period. It wouldn't matter what Ozzy's credentials are. I don't care if she's a Republican, Democrat, conservative, leftist, whatever. She's wrong. And she should just admit it and take her lumps. Now, they took her off of some show in Italy. And I'm saying this is the par for the course with the left. It shows you respect people when you admit that you're wrong, that you were affected by your actions. It's the ultimate expression of egocentrism, even narcissism, if you focus on your own self-image and how it's going to be harmed by this incompetence or this expectation of your integrity that others hold towards you. Admit it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.